This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Glasby, G-L-A-S-B-Y, first name Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, the date of birth, August 28, 1947, date of evaluation, May 5th, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Jeffrey Watson. The chief complaint, 74-year-old African-American male with a history of atrial fibrillation and shortness of breath. The HBI, the patient is a 74-year-old male with longstanding history of dyspnea who had subsequently developed atrial fibrillation. He stated that he had been hospitalized for approximately 13 days at Summit Hospital, period. He had subsequently been diagnosed with end-stage renal disease and had been on hemodialysis for approximately 1 year. He stated that he is now dialyzed on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, period. He reports dyspnea with minimal activity, period. He states that he has shortness of breath or walking less than 25 feet, period. He further reports shortness of breath on sleeping in the supine position, period. He denies symptoms of chest pain. The past medical history, one, atrial fibrillation, next number, hypertension, next number, end-stage renal disease, dialyzed on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Past surgical history, AV fistula, medications, Tylenol number 3, PRN, Eliquis, 5 milligrams daily, Clomax, 0.4 milligrams daily, enteric-coated aspirin, colchicine, metoprolol, and atenolol. The allergies, well-known drug allergies, the family history is unremarkable. The social history, patient has distant history of cigarette smoking. He has distant history of crack cocaine use. He further has history of distant alcohol use. The review of systems, constitutional, he reports weight gain, skin, normal, eyes, he has impaired vision and wears reading glasses. Respiratory, as for HPI, cardiac, he has chest pain, correction, he has edema and palpitations, gastrointestinal, unremarkable, the remainder of the review system is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure, 163/87, pulse 85, respiratory rate. The correction respiratory 20, height 72 inches, weight 252.2 pounds. In general, he is a mildly obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular, there is an irregular rhythm. No SSD is noted. A soft systolic murmur is noted at the left peristernal border. There is no increased JVD. The abdomen is obese. Bowel sounds are normally active. No masses or tympan is noted. Back, no CVAT, genital, urinary, deferred, rectal deferred, skin reveals dry scaling areas of the lower extremities. The extremities themselves demonstrate 2-3+ sitting edema. Musculoskeletal, he has normal range of motion. Psychiatric, appropriate affect, eye contact, thought, and speech process. Neuro, no focal abnormality noted. EKG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 78 beats per minute. There's an S1, S2, and S3. Pattern, period, left anterior fascicular block is present, right bundle branch block is present. The patient was referred for echocardiogram. Echocardiogram performed on May 7, 2022 reveals underlying rhythm of atrial fibrillation. There is moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. Left ventricular systolic function is 65-70%. Left atrium is severely dilated. Right atrium is mildly enlarged. There is moderate tricuspid regurgitation. There is moderate to severe pulmonary hypertension. The RV systolic pressure is estimated to be 59 millimeters of mercury. Inferior vena cava is dilated with no significant inspiratory collapse, consistent with increased right atrial pressure of 15 millimeters of mercury. The impression, one, atrial fibrillation. The rate appears adequately controlled. Moderate, next number, moderate to severe pulmonary hypertension. Next number, evidence of congestive heart failure. Next number, hypertension uncontrolled. Next number, history of PPH. The patient will require dobutamine echocardiogram, period. Blood pressure needs to be addressed, period. Would consider discontinuation of colchicine given renal failure, period. Consider discontinuation of atenolol and treat with metoprolol, again, given underlying renal failure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Calvin Glassman.